Got the itinerary for Freedom Fest. Follow up on some more events. A few updates on the website. Connor's working on the antidote. And then our BitPay is actually all set up. So
oh, really?
I know we wanted to try that last year, but it looks like what we needed was just someone with, like, we had, I think it was the amount of work that the pack was doing. We just needed an actual, like, some great Connor's. Connor's got a lot of the treasury stuff taken care of. He's even created, like, a little pack to-do list to keep us all organized. Like, I sort of was doing that, too. But when I'm doing that and also trying to actually do everything as well, it's great having someone, you know, to keep us organized like that. I'm very grateful. So I don't know if you've checked out the website, but it looks pretty good. I really like our website.
I've checked out the website, but I haven't checked it out in the last couple of days or whatever since it's the BitPay stuff is working.
I don't know if the BitPay has been updated onto the website yet, but I don't know. But we've updated it, like all of our faces are on the website. You know, I think we have to update the legislation page a little bit to look good, but it's looking way professional and current and relevant, and I'm just really happy right now. And looks like now we're starting to go out to at least trying to attempt to do regular events on our own. I know we have to get a fundraiser planned. We're absolutely going to have to do a fundraiser of sorts. Oh, my goodness. one of the things I was really proud of was my event planning skills. I helped plan the air show on base back in 2018, which was pretty cool. Helped plan a banquet. You know, that's just like a fundraiser. Helped plan a German fitness competition. And now it's like, oh my gosh, the idea of planning events is like, I don't know why. Maybe it's because all the events that I planned were on an Air Force base and everything was easy to locate and I knew who to reach out to. That's got to be it. That's got to be it. I had the communications infrastructure, but now it's like, oh my gosh, what do I do? Who do I invite? How do, you know, we'll figure it out. We'll get it. We'll get there. We got to have, you know, money for next year. We just have to have money for next year. Like, I actually think that the air show, we get a table at the air show, that'll be the biggest event of the year. It looks like we might have to pay for it, but I think it'll be worth it. If we can go get a really good table, make sure Alu is there as well, because there's going to be like way more thousands of people at the air show than at, Pork Fest or even Freedom Fest. And most of the people that are going to go to the air show are, you know, most likely to be the disenfranchised patriotic voter, you know? And I think it's a great exposure for credible secessionist ideas and voices. Like, when we go, we're not just representing New Hampshire's secession, but also any other secessionist group when there's that many people showing up to an event. Mm. What do you think about that?
Oh, I think it's a great idea.
Okay. And as I will say, I always love Jets. That'll be fun. Nice down the flight line, cool breeze. Yeah.
Yeah, the site's not looking bad. I'm looking it over right now.
Thanks.
So I see you put up the cryptocurrency thing was put up at the on the donate page too. So.
Whoa. Let me check that out. Let me make sure we're donating things correctly. I'm excited. I'm very excited because it's like, you know, we want to highlight that. In New Hampshire, you can live off of cryptocurrency.
Hell yeah.
We should be promoting that.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm really happy because I know you originally wanted to donate to us in cryptocurrency. Yep. Let me go to the donate page. What does it say? Donate to.
I just sent an email about it, so.
Oh, if you'd like to donate using cryptocurrency, let's speak. Oh, I knew. Oh, that was already like that last week. Okay. All right, so I got to talk with Connor and see what the deal is with the BitPay then, because okay. I know we were waiting on Derek to get his documentation to setting it up. Everybody yep. who's on the bank account needs to be on the BitPay. Oh, okay. So, yeah, we have, like, everybody on the PAX has eyes on the money. It's great. Like, we can't, there's no spending money without someone who isn't the treasurer finding out about it. So it's really good. Like, all of us are in the Anadot, so we can all see who's donating. Three of us are on the BitPay. Three of us are on the bank account. So, you know, we're starting, you know, trying to manage, even though it's possible for us to make our own money, like when most of our funds come in from donors, we want to do right by our donors.
Sure. That makes sense.
Okay. Okay. Transfer to the pack. Key ID, key fingerprint. Okay. I'm going to have to, And then, preparing. I got the, what else happened? I got the itinerary for Freedom Fest. So, hey, what's up, Ian?
Hey, what's happening?
Seems like we started a little early today.
I'm 2 minutes late.
Yeah. Well, we started a few minutes early too, so.
Okay.
Well, you can regurgitate what you just said, Matt.
Oh, I mean, we were just talking about how the website for an IPAC looks pretty good right now. We've updated it with pictures, and we've got. I think we need to go over the legislative page again once more. A few more things to add. We want to add a resources page once more again that shows all the links for everything, and exit related and all that. The BitPay is almost set up. I know we still have to email for interest in cryptocurrency, but now that Derek's got his documentation to Connor for the BitPay, we should be wrapping up the setup for that. Finally, it's taken a very long time, but I think we're going to be able to accept crypto donations. We just got to make sure we're able to do it with the by capturing the correct information as well.
Oh, I'm gonna have to make sure we get you some like signage for events and things.
Oh, sweet, Al is here. Yes. What's up, Al?
Hey.
I can't hear him.
We'll have to open the chat.
So you want to know something that I thought was cool about the results from the poll, Ian? Ian?
Sorry, what was the question? I apologize.
You know what I thought was cool about the results of the poll last week was how it talked about those wanting to support secession were had incomes of like $75,000 or higher.
I'm sorry. Third time. What was the question? I was distracted here.
The results from the poll last week shows that the people who are in the 75,000 or higher income bracket were more likely as a plurality to support secession, which was really meshes in great with Steve Valet's 75 Alliance. It's like we already got that head start. It's actually like Steve actually narrowed down. He zoomed in on a great demographic that already seems to be predisposed to it.
Well, that was true, but also people without quote unquote education. So the higher up in education, so this was similar to the results that came in from the Survey USA as well, where people with high school were more likely to support, and people mm-hmm. with master's degree were less likely.
Yep. Alu, are you ready for your debate? All right, cool. I hope Steve's ready for the debate. I hope you guys have read each other's books. You guys found each other's holes, and I think it's going to be a good debate. I'm very excited for it. And I'll lose. Oh, what else were we talking about? So, looks like the registering for a booth at the air show at Peace. I have to Looks like it might cost some money to be able to do so, to actually have a booth there. But with 75, or no, like what, 65,000 people showing up, could easily be the biggest event of the year, you know, provided we do this.
What's the cost of that?
When is this?
I gotta look at that again. I know Russell shared it in the chat. Hold on.
When is the air show?
It's in September. And with that much of an audience, you know, it's great opportunity to get the word out. You know, well worth to have a table there with a lot of good information for everybody. I'm wondering if we should, like, compile this year's survey and last year's survey into, like, a little report booklet to hand out. Like, I know Alu publishes books. I don't know. What do you think about that, Alu? Is that something that we could do? Can't hear you. You're muted.
Maybe you can type it in the chat.
What exactly do you mean,
Ellie says.
Is it feasible to have to be, you know, distributing at booths like the data from these reports? Like, hey, check out the latest report. You know, for to ship, you know, the results of the latest survey for independence. Like, is that good stuff to be handing out? Polls, absolutely, yeah. Like, because I think that, we, you know, what if we had last year's poll and this year's poll? We make a little booklet, like, showing, you know, just, like, secession trends, you know, just so that way we – so it's not, you know, we have – you know, we've got the articles of secession. We already have – we have reasons why. We have sort of how – look how. What we need is, like, popular support, and then it's – we have a little other booklet that shows, like, trends. That's another – that's something that I thought of. Like, it would be great to hand out. My dad made a tiny bifold. Let's talk to him. Okay, yeah. No, that would just be another great thing to have out. Because, you know, at an air show, it's like, it's a great, like, everyone there is going to be, I think the people who show up at an air show are going to be, feel like, I don't know, really disenfranchised. Like, who still feel like a sense of, like, civic, you know, patriotism of sorts, but at the same time feel very disenfranchised, and, you know, who, you know, freedom, you know, versus liberty. And I think a booth at an air show with thousands of people, you know, for a whole weekend, that's a great way to get a lot of exposure. I mean, we probably would run out of all of our flyers. You know, we probably, Ollie would probably sell out of his books.
Yeah.
I mean, really, 65,000 people, someone's going to be interested in freedom. You know it. Hold on, let me go back to the chat. Let me go see if I can find the, okay.
So that's in September. Where is that exactly?
It's in Portsmouth.
Portsmouth, okay.
Okay. The Marquee event of the Seacoast. Thunder over New Hampshire. September 9th and 10th. Okay, so relevant buyer demographics or relevant biographics of air shows, more than 90% have internet access at home, 2/3 own their own home, 40% have bought a car in the past 3 years, adult, yeah. So it's like adult spectators by age. So let's say, what did we say that was between 39 and 40, 35 and 49 are most likely to support secession? Right, Ian?
That's correct.
So that's 12, 25, about 37% of the people who attend an air show are in that age bracket of being supportive of secession. How much does it cost to be to get a booth?
I'm just wondering if it's in our budget.
Okay, guys, I'm looking at this thing, partnership opportunities, platinum, gold, and silver. Well, silver partner is $8,500, which is we don't have that right now. We gotta do at all of Alu's and Steve's events at Porkfest, we need to be soliciting contributions from the pack, and we should all be in Alu and Steve. You guys need to be encouraging each other to attend each other's like events before the debate, and at the debate, we certainly want to solicit contributions. We'll go on official Air Force poster. Is there anything else? Corporate hospitality, Saturday, maximum availability.
So is that 8,500 for a table, or is that
I don't think it's for a table. I'm looking at like
okay?
brand recognition, logo on TV, logo on official Air Force poster, Air Force programs, exhibitor display area. Like, I don't know what that, like 10 by 10. That sounds like a tent or like a table, 10 by 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, hold. Total guests per day.
Well, it sounds like a booth probably, but yeah.
Yeah, but it's like, hey, we might as well think of these things now. And if we don't have the money, we know that we'll get it someday. Like think these attitudes about secession, they're only going to grow. Like, things aren't going to get better. Like, just, it's just things are not, we're not going to see any more accountability from the top. Employee lodge options. Employee lodge one, employee lodge two. Exhibit space. Okay. Exhibit booth spaces are excellent opportunities for interactions with air show attendees. These high traffic display areas afford an ideal opportunity for mobile marketing, product sampling, couponing, lead generation, or simply tremendous exposure. Benefits include logo on website, exhibitor page, and event program layout. Exhibitor rates. A premium exhibit is $2,250, and a standard exhibit, so this is an up to 10 by 10. It's $1,850, $1,850. That is something that I think we could do.
Yeah,
Staff passes.
that's definitely decent price wise.
So okay, well, we could sort of make like our goal for Porkfest to like start like if we can raise 1850, we can get a looks like six staff passes and two parking spots. Let me see if there's anything else. Nonprofit, police department, college booth. Oh, booth space. Okay, so nonprofit, police department, college discount for ramp, booth space, 501c3, a 10 by 10, that's 1500. What else is there? Okay, exhibitor upgrades. Auto exhibits. Okay. Okay.
Alu
Okay,
says
so
the pack is not a 501c3.
no, it's not, but the foundation is, right? It doesn't like we just like it, this could be like a foundation thing too. Like we could do like, we could spend like 1850 for the pack, or we could do like 1500 for like the foundation, right? Like we're exposing 65,000 people
Yeah.
to the idea of New Hampshire independence. And really, I think that's, it's a great, and really with an event like that, the pack that we're trying to, we're specifically looking out for, people running for office where the foundation is educational, right? And this is a perfect, that's, so we wouldn't be wrong to do that either. We could all just go as volunteers for the foundation, and and we can still put pack business cards out there too. I mean, if that's how we want to do it. I think there's a lot of opportunity. What a
This sounds like a nice event. This is 2 days, right? So you would get 2 days of what, basically, all day long.
Yeah.
Exposure.
Yeah.
And if you get essentially a booth kind of set up together, then that can be easily rolled out for future use. So, for instance, right now it is getting to be the season for county fairs, and having done a lot of outreach at county fairs myself until they banned me from Cheshire County. That is a very affordable, usually, method. It usually is like, if I recall, I mean, it's probably gone up a little bit in the last decade, but, you know, it was like, I think it was maybe like $500 or something for the whole week to get a booth. And you get similar exposure numbers, although over a longer period of time. So I'm pretty sure Cheshire County was like 50,000 attendees over a 4 or 5 day window of time. And again, maybe I'm wrong on the price, but that's what I recall. It's been about a decade since I've done that, but that might be something you guys will want to consider as well.
Yeah, county fairs are definitely a great place to look into. Looks like we got turned away from that Second Amendment rally. They don't really seem to be down with secession yet, so maybe another event in the future. People's attitudes are going to change. I mean, we did not wake up one day and all of a sudden, 20% of the state was ready to support, ready for a vote on independence. Like, it just happened overnight. And only half the state even heard of CACR 32. So, which means half the state has it.
Right. I had a conversation with regard to CACR 32 with Matt Santanastasio last week after the meeting, and he seems like he's ready to roll with doing it again in the next session. I asked him to start thinking about who could be co-sponsors, and he immediately came back with Jason Gerhard and Glenn Bailey as two potential initial co-sponsors.
I want to find out from Paul Terry if he's running for governor before I give my 100% recommendation on CACR 32, like as in like this next year, as in 2024 sessions, Ian?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the idea is to keep bringing it back every 2 years, every election year, have that be brought back. Okay. And I pointed out to him, or actually I think he even pointed out that... I pointed out to him that it was, really a particularly effective thing to do because it had all kinds of effects that, we couldn't have predicted in advance. It brought us the New Hampshire Independence PAC, which didn't exist before. It brought us the Karen showdown at the Ballot Law Commission, which got us all kinds of free press.
Yep.
And it brought us the Boston NBC documentary series. They cited the secession bill as the reason that they moved forward with producing that series. So, and then you got people like Reed Coverdale moving back to New Hampshire and citing CACR 32 as the reason. So it brought activists to our vicinity as well. So, I mean, there's just no doubt it was incredibly successful, even though it didn't get a lot of media attention.
Right, yeah. If Paul Terry runs for governor next year, which I guess I'll follow up with him, then we have our independence vote in the governor's office.
That's cool.
So if he gets elected in 24, if Paul runs in 24, I want to recommend that we hold on the CACR, provided that...
Why?
Because he's running... He would be governor if we have him.
Why would you still want to hold on that?
What's my reason for feeling this way? I guess it would have to do with maybe, well, then, well, no, because then we could actually do it the very next year again as well.
Well, no, you probably want to keep it to every 2 years.
Well,
you know.
Right, but so let's say Paul Terry runs for governor in 24, mm-hmm. and then he's yeah. governor in 25. We want CACR 32 in 25.
I mean, yeah, you could do it the 1 year to the next, then you just got to wait 2 more years before you can do it again. I mean, I don't think whether Paul Terry gets elected or not is really relevant at all to what okay. the state reps do. I mean, it doesn't matter. The governor okay. has no say over this particular thing, unless you're talking about having a bill that would move secession forward that would require a governor's signature, which, of course, wouldn't be a constitutional amendment. So, I mean, ultimately, the point of this, in the same way that, you know, we're doing polling,
right,
hopefully,
right.
every year to keep, you know, looking at the polling every year to keep taking a measurement to see where people are at, you can also do a bill, or rather a constitutional amendment or whatever, every 2 years, just keep putting the same thing forward, just like with cannabis. You just keep on pushing it, keep on pushing it, keep on having that conversation, and make the... you know, the enemies of freedom know this wasn't some sort of one-time quirk that, oh, yeah, we beat it this one time and now it's gone or whatever. It just keeps on coming and keeps on coming and hopefully keeps getting more support.
All right, hold on. I'm reading Alu's text. So as long as the same session doesn't have exact same bill, meaning a session is an annual thing, though, not every 2 years.
No, it would be every 2 years.
Okay.
The session lasts for 2 years.
Okay,
so you can put it up in the first year, or you can put it up in the second year. So that's how it would
work. Okay, I'm just reading. Ali says we could do it every year, and then he says as long as the same session doesn't have exact same bill. Okay, all right, cool. Okay, no, that's fine. I guess I was thinking more about a unilateral declaration of independence with Paul Terry. Well, not a unilateral, but you know, we have someone who supports secession in the governor's chair. You know, that you know.
There's, so. I mean, there's also the thing I suggested a couple weeks ago about putting in something to have them create a plan for independence.
Oh yeah, like an actual a state study.
Study committee. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, study committee, and that. Yeah, I would love that. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, and Matt Santanastasso also expressed an interest in putting forward a separate study committee bill as well. So we could hit him with two bills, right? We could hit him with a redo of CACR 32, see if we get more or fewer representatives to back it, and then hit him with the study committee. That way the people who say, well, we need a plan, and we put them on the spot and say, all right, well, you know, you're going to vote for possibly making a plan, or at least looking at making a plan, because I guess that's all a study committee would be just to look at the issue, not necessarily plan for anything.
Yep. Ridley here, joined late. Sorry, hi.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, Ridley, we've talked about summertime event booths doing outreach at something happening on the seacoast called Thunder Over New Hampshire. It's a air show with 60,000 attendees, 2-day-long event. I mentioned that it's also the season for county fair operations. And we were just talking about a redo of CACR 32. Matt Santanastasso has expressed interest in moving forward with that in the upcoming year.
Okay, nice.
Matt's pretty frustrated. He sent me a message. He's pretty frustrated with some of the people calling themselves Liberty reps. So, you know, he's still got that attitude of he's willing to do anything which I think is just, you know, great. He hasn't been, doesn't sound like he's been corrupted by the system at all in the last 3 years, so thank goodness for him.
Need more people like him.
Yeah, that's what's really been disappointing to him, I think, is that, you know, I think you mentioned Paul Terry. Unfortunately, he's been shown in photographs with Donald Trump. So, and so was Diane Kelly as well. So it's like, how can you be in favor of secession and at the same time endorsing federal candidates? It just doesn't really follow for me, but hopefully that won't translate into them dropping their favor for secession, which of course I think is the big question on as far as when and if a Republican wins the presidency, what kind of a switch are we going to see in the poll results? Will we see a total reversal where Democrats start to support secession 30 to 50% and Republicans are down where the Democrats are right now, or what? Maybe we'll get to find out. And will Paul Terry be continuing to carry the secession torch as he's running for governor, or will he want to, you know, put out the flame and not have that be an issue that comes up during his campaign? I guess we'll find out. If anyone's planning on going to these politicos speaking at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, these presidential liars that are going to be there, the Vivek guy, Larry Elder, Tulsi, and RFK Jr., as I understand it, will all be speaking. If anyone can stomach it or was actually interested in attending it, and you get to ask a question, then obviously hitting them with a secession question might be good. Not to suggest that you should believe anything that comes out of their mouths, but it could be something that could be, you know, used for some level of sharing and publicity. I don't know. By the way, I don't think we had a lot of people here last week. I did check the web stats for the NHEXIT page in question that would have come up for
Oh,
anyone
yeah.
that was visiting the URL that was being flown around in Manchester and Concord and such, which there was a large jump. It was definitely noticeable. It was like a 4,000% up from the previous several days. Of course, 4,000% sounds like a lot. It turned out to be like, you know, 200 people or slightly less than that. So by no means was it overwhelming. We only received two email inquiries from the form at the bottom of the page. One of them was someone who was seriously interested in Concord. I wrote him back and he did not get back to me. And then another one, I did a little research on him and he's like a car repair place or some kind of repair shop owner in Concord, so legitimate guy. And then another one was by some Trumper who was, you know, sent something insulting. You know, people definitely saw it and they definitely went to the website. And if anybody didn't see, I posted in the chat room yesterday a bonus kind of PDF that I got from when I got on request. They didn't send it to me by default, but I asked if it was possible to give cross tabs for our independence questions and some of the other questions they asked people on that survey, because as you know, the UNH survey, it asks questions about different issues. And so they covered marijuana legalization and immigration questions in there. So I did have them break out the cross tabs for that. So if you're curious to see what the results are as far as what people who want to see marijuana legalized versus don't, or people who want to see more border controls versus not, versus staying the same, and their opinions on secession, that information is in the chat in a PDF I posted yesterday. So be sure to take a look at that if you're curious. Well, sounds like we're running out of steam here. Anybody else got anything fresh?
Not here.
All good.
All right, cool. I'm going to put in another email to the airplane banner guy. I asked him earlier about bike week, but I never really locked it in. We're getting close, so I'm going to see if he still has some availability to do a flight over Laconia, Weirs Beach on the final Saturday of bike week. So we'll see. He might have it. I'll let you guys know what happens.
All
right. Thanks.
Hey, have a great day, everybody. Yes?
Ian, what is for sending you funds for helping out with the banner? How do I help you out with that again?
I mean, you guys don't have a whole lot of funds. I appreciate the offer, but okay. It's taken care of.
All right. Okay. I just wanted to cool. Okay.
Yeah, all good. Thanks.
You're welcome. Uh-huh. Thank you.
Thanks for updating the website, keeping that thing fresh.
Yeah, it looks a lot better than before. Yeah. I'm really excited. It's like, oh wow, this is us. Like, it's like, oh, this is great. You know, we're coming around. So
yeah, I think Connor was a good choice to add to the team. So
yeah,
seems to have a lot of energy.
Yeah, no, it's been great. I was telling Chris earlier that with Derek and I working with all the legislators and like that sort of thing, I've been keeping a to-do list for things that we got to do, but between all the doing, you know, it's great to have somebody to help us out with the to doing.
Right. That's a funny way to put it.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. All right. Well, I'll let you guys know what I hear about Bike Week and talk to you later.
All right. I'll see y'all.
Thanks for all the
activity, guys.
Thanks for coming out.
Thank you, Dave.